The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Hey.
It's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Weekend.
Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Looking forward to beating Steve is Connor from Bonnie Lake. Good morning, Connor.
Morning, guys.
Awesome. Connor's ready to rock, so you got to get out of the studio now, sir.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Connor has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which bicycle race was established in 1903?
Pass.
Which Midwestern state produces the most eggs?
Midwest?
Yes.
Kansas?
No.
Oklahoma?
No.
Pass.
In what decade did Spork receive a registered trademark?
The 50s.
Yes. What game is an abbreviation for Pocket Monster?
I have no pass.
Who stars in the movie Purple Rain?
Prince.
Yes. Trinidad and Tobago are part of which geographical region?
New Guineas?
No.
Pass.
What color is Spock's blood?
Green.
Yes. Which Scandinavian automaker was the first to include seatbelts?
Volvo.
No. Connor, you got 3 correct.
All right.
Oh, God.
3 for me. Oh, God, he says. Oh, God, are you praying?
I don't think anyone...
that Steve does bad?
I don't think that anyone's awake this Friday.
No. People are fired up. The sun is shining.
Yeah, even Steve. He has his eyes closed right now. He's tired. Wow.
Sorry, I just dozed off for a second.
Wake up, Steve. Are you ready?
All right.
Which bicycle race was established in 1903?
Which bicycle race? The Tour de France.
That's correct. Which Midwestern state produces the most eggs?
I'm going to say it's Ohio.
No.
Illinois.
No.
Wisconsin.
No. In what decade did Spork receive its registered trademark?
Oh, I haven't used a Spork in a minute. 70s?
No.
60s?
No.
80s?
No.
Damn it.
What game is an abbreviation for Pocket Monster?
Pokemon.
Yes. Who stars in the movie Purple Rain?
Prince.
Yes. Trinidad and Tobago are part of which geographical region?
I don't know if this is the right answer. The Caribbean?
Yes. What color is Spock's blood?
Blue.
No.
Green?
Yes. Which Scandinavian automaker was the first to include seatbelts as a standard?
Audi?
No.
Volvo?
No.
Kia?
No. What same name as a corrosion of conformity song? What bird has the longest wingspan?
Albatross?
Correct. Which planet's seasons last 40 years?
Huh?
Which planet's seasons last
Mars.
40 years? No.
Would it be Uranus?
It would not be.
Jupiter.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you got 6 correct, and that is a win. 6-3. Sorry, Connor.
I'm not awake.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what? It's Friday. Everyone's kind of struggling, I feel.
You can always try again.
Yeah. I figured I should be playing an Albatross. But, I can't find it, damn it. I was going to play it.
Fly on.
That is a great song from Corrosion of Conformity. Yeah. Here's my victory song for today. You going to play this at emo night tonight? No. Sure am not. What did
Such
I get wrong?
A jam. All right, you did not know that the Midwestern state that produces the most eggs is Iowa. Spork, you went the wrong direction. They received their registered trademark in the 50s. The Scandinavian automaker that was the first to do seatbelts as a standard was the Saab. And then the planet whose seasons last 40 years, Neptune. That's a long season. Can you imagine 40 years of winter?
No. Sometimes it feels that way in the Pacific Northwest.
You're absolutely right. We're just loving it.
The Daily Migs Show.
If Seattle were to honor someone with a statue who is not from the world of sports, not a sports legend, who would that person be? 206-803-ROCK. Kirk, you're in Federal Way. Who do you think should be honored with a statue that's not a sports legend here in Seattle?
Absolutely. Instantly came to my mind that it would be Ann and Nancy Wilson by the fountain outside Climate Pledge Arena. I've seen them there 4 or 5 times. Everyone was epic. One of them's even on a remastered version of Little Queen album.
Oh, that's awesome. New Year's Eve. And I feel like it could maybe they could be creative with it. So, like, you know, sometimes they don't get along with each other. So maybe put like wheels on the statue so they can kind of like keep them apart for a little while. And then when they start becoming friends again, they can kind of wheel them back together again.
They're sisters. They've deep down, they get along. They always have come through for this city. That's certainly for sure.
Oh, 100%. But I mean,
patch it up.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's always going to be sibling rivalries.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody texted in. I do like this one because they want to make it interactive. And the person they want, and we've actually had a few text messages. It's a musician. It's one of the greatest. He's made all ladies that are curvy feel very good about who they are. And that is our man, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
So we need a statue of Sir Mix-a-Lot on top of a giant butt.
Yes.
Make it interactive. Make it shake. So like you hit the button and it goes do
ba donk a donk.
And the butt just starts twerking.
Boogaja, boogaja, boogaja.
Okay. Another creative one. I don't know if we're going to have a statue of Macklemore, but they said have a statue of Macklemore put up outside of every thrift store in Seattle.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
I like it. I thought of a non-human one.
A non-human one that's Seattle-based.
Yeah. It's a fictional character.
Is it the microphone from King 5?
No.
That was pretty cool.
It's Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, like a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Going on.
We could have a Harry.
Dude, honestly, if they had Squatch, the mascot of the Sonics.
Oh, yeah.
Like outside of Climate Pledge, like doing something stupid, like flying from the ceiling or something
yes!
like that.
Yes, I'm in for that.
I would love that.
Another person that's from here that didn't really spend their life here, Bob Barker. Bob Barker was born in Darrington, Washington.
Yeah, but is he like, I don't know, man. Whenever I watch like The Price is Right, I never was like, Seattle's finest right there. You know what I mean? Like, because you think about somebody like, you know, like a Bill Nye. Or
oh, sure. Bill Nye would be great.
A few people even said have Bill Nye outside of like the Space Needle or some or the Science Center.
He would love that. The times that he's been at Seahawks games and things like that, doing things, you know, raising the 12th man flag, whatever, people lose their mind for Bill Nye.
Yeah, so I said right outside the Pacific Science Center, I would love a statue of Bill Nye, the science guy. I know he's originally from Washington, D.C., but he's a mechanical engineer over in Boeing at one point. The show was filmed in Seattle, so to me, he's a local legend, more so than Bob Barker.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I loved that theme song too. Everybody sings along with that song.
I don't know if we can make it happen, but outside of our building, someone texted in.
Bless you, child.
Bob Rivers.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be so fantastic.
Have it right outside of our building.
Oh my gosh! And speaking of interactive, what if it had like a little button you could push and it would just rotate through Twisted Tunes?
That would be pretty sweet.
I'm in for it.
Somebody said we need a statue of Ken Jennings with a Jeopardy buzzer in hand.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Ken Jennings is a brilliant man. 206-803-ROCK. If Seattle were to honor someone with a statue who is not a sports legend, Adam and Kitsap, who do you think that should be?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Adam?
So, not too much. Just out here doing it. But I don't know if you guys remember this. It's from forever ago. It was a book at some point, but The Weedle on the Needle.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, get one of him and Bigfoot down there at the Space Needle. They'll make a day of it, come down for a photo op, you know.
Oh, I like that too.
And didn't they turn was that the inspiration behind Weedle, the mascot for the Seattle Supersonics at one point?
I don't know. I don't know where it went. I haven't heard about it since I was a kid. So it just popped into my head when you guys started talking about this today.
Oh, do yourself a favor and just type in Weedle Sonic's mascot and it'll show up. And first of all, like it's such a time capsule because you could see Sonic's players like in the old school 70s.
Oh,
I mean, I guess these type of shorts are popular again.
They are. It shows off the crab meat.
Yes, definitely. These are like Chubbies.
There's a lot of crab meat in that
the
picture.
The brand Chubbies. But, I mean, and then right in the middle of these Sonics players is Weedle the Needle.
I like
as
that.
As their mascot. And he's, I don't know why, but he's holding a bottle of Pepsi.
I really do hope that when we get our Super Sonics back, that we can have those old mascots come back as well.
Yeah, I think Squatch will be coming back.
For sure.
I don't know if Weedle will make a triumphant return.
I think we need to start a petition.
Maybe get him to be involved with the Kraken, the Bowie and Weedle together.
This is great. I mean, I'm feeling very nostalgic and very excited about the future of the Sonics.
That's a mushroom trip I've always wanted to be on.
The Daily Migs Show. It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to Bruce from Bothell, who is our contestant today. What's up, Bruce?
What's that?
Well, we're going to spin this wheel, and we're going to see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will we start off with the brain-dead Steve Migs from camping? Let's see. Who is it? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're dealing with the brain-dead Steve Migs.
Ready.
Let's go.
All right, Bruce. Here is your clip.
Monkey Ranch.
By?
Foo Fighters.
That's right. Congratulations, Jeff. You just got pregnant. No? All right, we are halfway there.
This is such a jam.
Especially the part where like he just doesn't take a breath and he just like the bridge. I don't know, you know what I mean?
I do.
Every time I watch that live, granted, he can't do it exactly like that, but it's always so impressive that he's even able to get close to that.
You know what would be impressive is you getting this next clip right, Steve. Are you ready?
All right.
Here it is.
No time to say. Oh, my gosh. Well, I know it's Green Day. Is that when I come around?
Yeah! No time to search the world around. Congratulations, Bruce from Bothell.
Outstanding.
Right on, my man. Have a great time.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, it's not happening here in Washington so much, but many states are experiencing heat waves.
No, we saw it over the weekend with the Mariners in Chicago.
Very toasty out there for a lot of folks. So the music website Ultimate Classic Rock decided to put together a list of the hottest rock songs.
Hot.
Hot. And this is one of the examples.
The songs that say hot in it, or fire,
warm.
Yeah,
I love this song.
Do you really?
You know why? Because
did Fall Out Boy cover it?
No. I wish, number one. But no, number two, if you've seen that show called Tacoma FD, which
yes.
Our friends, the Broken Lizard guys do.
Yeah, like Steve and the... Yeah.
Yeah, they use that as the opening for that show, and I love it.
Perfect.
I would say anytime Danny likes a song that was not released like in the 2000s or later, it's because of a movie, a TV show, so that makes total sense.
So good.
And what's that off of there? Dude, that came out in 1978, their Double Vision record.
Who is it?
You don't know?
No.
Foreigner.
Oh.
I don't think you could probably name another Foreigner song, nor can I.
No.
Well, let's get a couple of rockaholics on the phone to play a little game. We've got Pad from Puyallup. Good morning, Pad.
Good morning.
What would you say is your favorite classic rock band?
Oh, so many. Realistically, I have to probably go with Rush.
Oh, that's the right answer.
Hang up on this, man.
All right, Pad, we're going to play a little game with you. Steve Migs, explain how it's going to work.
All right, we're doing track by track, so we're going to take a popular song that's about the heat or hot or fire. We're going to start with the drums, and then we're slowly going to put all the other instruments in it, and you have to try and guess the song before the vocals kick in. So you got about 30 seconds before the vocals are going to start, okay?
Okay.
And I can give you one hint. This is not Rush. And actually, according to Ultimate Classic Rock, they consider this to be the number one song when it comes to the hottest rock songs. Are we ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Start with drums. Taryn's got it.
Oh, no.
I'll give you some bass.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix. Oh, no.
Think hot. What is hot?
Fire?
Yeah!
Yes.
Nice work, Pat.
Pat, you were scaring us. You're breathing heavy. 1967 from Are You Experienced.
So great.
Funny part is, like, really, when you think about, like, Jimi Hendrix songs, I don't know about you, but, like, I think, oh, it's going to be crazy guitars. Like, that's mostly drum and bass at the beginning.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Mike is on I-5 North, and you want to play along. What is your favorite classic rock band, Mike?
What's that? 86? I don't think one classic rock, but probably Priest.
Nice choice.
Yeah, Judas Priest. Dude, we're in a weird time, man, where the bands that we grew up on that we still consider to be, like, young and relevant are definitely classic rock.
I know, and it's terrible. It just dates you.
It does. All right, this one, not necessarily a classic rock artist, but I feel like anyone who's a rock music fan is a fan of this artist. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go back to 1963, ooh, and we'll start with the drums. Oh, Taryn's already got it. Give you a little bass. I feel like this will give it away, but let's go. Any guesses?
I think he's saying something.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Good job, Mike. I went down,
and the flames. Did you know that this song was co-written by his lady?
I did not know that.
By June Carter Cash? Yeah. You knew that?
Only because of the documentary or the biopic with Joaquin Phoenix.
Great movie.
Yeah, such a good one.
Pop culture Danny over here.
Right, because the music came from the 60s. He's not going to know it unless it was featured in a movie.
We also have Donnie from Bremerton who wants to play along. Donnie, who is your favorite classic rock band?
Oh, man, I am a huge Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Smoke them up, baby.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Donnie, let's play the game with you.
I will say that this is not Steely Dan or the Doobie Brothers, but I believe that a lot of people might have enjoyed some drugs while listening to this band. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to go back to 1967 again. These are one of the hottest songs in rock music, according to Ultimate Classic Rock. Give you a little bass. Oh, Taryn stumped. Oh, she got it. Give you a little bit of...
It's Light My Fire.
Yes. Do you know who by?
The Doors.
Yeah, Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Danny, you don't know this from the movie The Doors?
No.
Was this the part in the movie where he got arrested because he whipped out his willy?
Probably.
Whoa. What?
Val Kilmer playing Jim Morrison. One of the greatest, I feel, movies about a band.
He crushed that role in every way. It was so good.
Real quick, I got one for you, Taryn Daly.
Oh, God.
If you get this wrong based on recent conversations, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. Again, another song that's considered to be one of the hottest songs in rock.
Her face is amazing right now.
She's just scrunching up her eyes. Here, little bass.
Oh, this is Talking Heads. Burning down the house. Yeah!
I do like that when she doesn't know, she like closes her eyes so she can just feel the music.
Getting in the vibes.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's going into her full festival mode. Closing her eyes, doing her hippie dance.
Festy girl, yeah. Unlocked.
They're both wiggling in their seats right now. I wish you guys could see this.
Don't judge us for having fun, Danny.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over the weekend, young Tatum, 5 years old, your daughter is,
yes.
Steve, she said her first swear.
And honestly, like, I've been waiting for this moment. And everyone I talk to, I'm just like, I don't know when it's going to happen. Mom's like, she's super good about, like, keeping her ears away from bad words on TV. And, mm-hmm. like, on, you know, we don't play any, like, questionable music in the car. Like, we're doing our best. Like, eventually it's going to happen, though.
So we asked our rockaholics what words they were in. A lot of people have been texting in. My favorite one's from our friend Red, Red the Chicken Man. He said, did she say the word thunder?
Oh, ouch.
Which kind of is a curse in the Pacific Northwest right now.
It is.
Somebody was wondering if it was the S word. That's from Lakewood Larry. Another person was wondering if she said the F word because they said my 2.5-year-old's been driving with his mom a bit too much. And just before the age of 3, he used the F word. So that's my guess.
Oh, no.
Those are not right.
No. Oh, none of those are right.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, T-Dog, what word do you think she said? You know, FCC friendly, of course.
I'm going to go with the C word.
Oh, man, I would lose my mind. If that was the, I would... I might have put that on social media.
Oh, no.
Proud dad moment. If we were in England, my daughter would be dominating in the world of vocabulary.
Yes.
Danny, what do you think?
I think it's going to be something really, like, not thinking that it's a curse, but I think that it's going to be like somewhat of a curse, like stupid or crap.
You're going down the right road.
Okay.
But it's not as tame as those. But you're going down the right road.
Oh.
But not as tame.
So it's a word that we could say on the radio.
Okay.
But no, you know, mom is going to want to hear their 5-year-old daughter say it.
Oh, boy. I'm very curious.
Is it the... Oh, I'm excited.
What do you think?
Is it the B word?
Yes. Yes.
What? What?
Tatum said bitch. In all fairness, mom was being kind of rude to her and she had... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. I was like, is Tatum still living at the house?
No, she's with grandma now. It was a good run, but we're back to just being, you know, a couple with a couple of dogs, and that's about it. No, it was the B word, and in all fairness, she didn't know she said a curse word. She was rhyming things with Stitch.
Oh, I love it.
And then she just kind of focused fully on bitch. She was Stitch, bitch, Stitch, bitch. And we're like, I'm like, what? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? I didn't get it out in time to hear that, but I did grab some audio of us trying to explain to Tatum why that's not a good word, which is very difficult to explain because there's different levels to the word bitch.
For sure.
So here's that moment.
You didn't know that.
I came out of nowhere.
Oh, my dad's a bitch.
What does a bitch mean? All right, how do we explain this one? Mom, you want to take the wheel on this one?
Oh, yeah, give it to her.
Female dog.
I was going to say, technically it means a female dog, but people use it to call people not so nice names. Actually, at the dog show, I think they had like a bitch category.
No, at this point, I'm like, Sid, you're not helping matters. Just say it's not a good word.
Just dropping bitch.
We don't need to add more context to this. How often are we going to dog shows? We can address that when we get there. But I was like, you know what? Have at it.
Oh.
In the right context, it's not. But even I feel weird.
So
now
I say bitch?
So never say bitch. Yes.
Enough or say bitch.
Unless you're at a dog show and you're showing a female dog, then yeah, probably just don't say
bitch. That was pretty much my reaction to just scream. Let's end this conversation.
Oh my gosh.
Never say bitch.
Do you remember by any chance the first bad word that you ever said to your parents?
It wasn't to my parents. It was at school, and I got ratted out by my friend's parents.
And you got in trouble.
Yeah. And the word, and another word that's not FCC unfriendly, but I guess in the eyes of my family, it was bad. I said hell. H-E double hockey sticks.
Oh, Steve.
And my buddy Chris, his mom, was so mad that I said it that she called my mom. And I think my mom was mad because she felt like she had to be mad. It was more of like a performative kind of thing. Like,
sure.
She was just like, yeah, well, the mom is mad. I should, because my mom was dropping worse words growing up. But that was the first word that I picked up on.
Nice.
What about you?
Well, I still remember asking my mom what the F word meant when she was on the phone with my aunt. And she was like, sister, I'm going to have to call you back. And so then we had a little chit chat. And she's like, first of all, where did you hear that word? Which was from my dad and his friends. But yeah, that was the day that I learned, like, oh, I guess we don't say that one.
Danny, what about you?
Damn. Yeah, I said,
damn,
Daniel. My mom was walking around the house looking for the keys, and she was going, I can't find the damn keys. She was getting angrier and angrier. And so about, I don't know, 10 minutes later, I go up to her, and I'm like, Mom, did you find the damn keys yet? And she was like, okay.
To your room.
Just little sponges we are. 206-803-ROCK. If you remember the first word you ever said or the first curse word your kid ever said, call now.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you remember the first curse word you ever said? Or even better, the first curse word your kid ever said?
And we're talking about this because my Tatum, my five-year-old daughter, her first curse word happened over the weekend, and it was bitch.
So enough, let's say bitch.
So cute. 206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the first curse word you said or the first curse word your kid ever said. Now, Steve, we have someone on hold whose first curse word was directed toward their grandmother.
Awesome.
We're going to chat with them in just a second. But first, Skyler from Gig Harbor, what was the first curse word you said?
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a grandfather who had a parakeet, and years ago, I can't remember how he got the name, but he started calling the bird Damn Bird. And so, me being a kid, I was real excited to go write up a report in crayons for the school, you know. My grandpa got his Damn Bird, you know.
Did you get any trouble for that?
No, actually. I came home, I think that my family still enjoys telling the story.
Damn bird.
It's not that offensive of a word. So
no.
I feel like you could safely just share that story with people and people are like, I got to question your parenting.
That's so cute. 206-803-ROCK. Jacob from Olympia. What was the first curse word you said?
All right. So I was like 2 years old and my grandma loves telling this story. She's a really nice little Christian lady. And she used to call me Fritz all the time. And I was barely speaking, you know, at that point because how young I was. And I looked at her, and I'm like, if you call me Fritz one more time, I'm going to call you Effer.
Would you remember where you first heard that word?
Oh, yeah, my parents, all day.
were they referring to grandma as an Effer?
Yeah, I guess so. I think that's what I was going for.
That's fantastic.
I know all too well the super, like, conservative Catholic grandma in those kind of moments. There's a lot of rosary beads that are being looked at during that time.
206-803-ROCK. Chuck from Mill Creek, what was the first curse word that you ever said or the first curse word your kid said?
Oh, about a year ago, my daughter was on her scooter, and I told her to put her helmet on, and she looked at me. She's 4 years old at the time, and she just says, "Mama didn't raise no bitch," and scooted off. Come to find out, my wife had been listening to some song that's like the chorus to.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So that must be a real banger.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? And she just scooted off down the driveway, and I'm like, I can't be mad at that. Like, you used it properly and everything. You're smart.
Did you talk to your wife about this? Like, you're like, hey, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I was like, we got to be careful about the music we listen to. And she looked at me. She's like, you listen to nothing but 90s gangster rap. And I'm like, you're right. This is on both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so great.
Well, let's check with Tatum on that one.
Enough, let's say bitch.
Unless mama's raised one, right? Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Nate from Federal Way, what was the first curse word you ever said?
So it was my roommate's four-year-old, and he said effer because of me.
Why did he say it because of you?
I play a lot of games online, and that's the term I use when I get mad at people.
These kids, they pick up on words.
It's classic.
Looking at the text messages, someone said, just like Tatum, ours was bitch. Our three-year-old dropped her juice and muttered, son of a bitch. Like, she just had the worst day at the office. We couldn't even be mad. It was too funny.
So not what say bitch?
No, you can't say that.
Never, ever.
The Daily Migs Show.